It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap.
One thing I hate about traveling, because I can't get Funky Buddha, I got to drink these California IPAs, and they're garbage compared to Hop Gun.
Yeah. Yeah, take your own 12-pack out, bro.
I haven't had a check bag in years.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I am good time to tell everybody the next couple days. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm going to Uruguay. I'm going to South America, and Appel and Crowder and Jimmy will hold things down tomorrow. Hawk is going to be back Thursday. Hawk's going to do one show this week. He'll make an appearance on Thursday. And then Friday, Alex Dono is going to do the show. We'll all be off. Alex Dono will do the show. But I'm traveling tomorrow to Uruguay, leaving in the morning. I'll be there for a week, and it's freezing in Uruguay. It's like 50 degrees, cold as hell, frigid temperature, 50 degrees. And I'm trying to just take a carry-on. I'm a carry-on guy. Yeah. No matter where I go, I'm a carry-on guy. But I'm struggling, Crowder, because, you know, frigid 50 degrees. You gotta take a lot of sweaters, man. You gotta take a lot of sweaters.
And 50 degrees?
Freezing, bro. I mean, that is just ridiculous. Freezing temperatures.
Like sweat, like hoodies or sweaters? Are you going to a Christmas party?
Sweaters, man. Scarves, gloves, sweaters, man. 50 degrees.
Go to Lululemon, pick yourself up a vest. And put the vest over every single sweater that you have. It'll keep you warm. It'll be great.
Tell me, serious question. Has anybody not looked like a douchebag wearing a vest?
They're
practical, though. They're practical.
I don't have any vests. Mm-hmm. I've been given vests, and I give them to my nephews because, I don't want to look like the vest guy. You look terrible.
Yeah. I don't work on Wall Street.
You're too big, Appel. You're too big to wear vests.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I'm gonna show you. I think I pull it off.
I bet you
whatever picture you pull up, you're gonna look ridiculous.
Yep. 100%. I don't think so. Yeah. What are you? A stockbroker on Wall Street wearing a vest? Get out of here.
Listen, I mean, you can't tell me I don't pull off the vest.
Oh my god, you look like a douchebag.
You look like one of them dudes that wave in the planes on the runway. You look ridiculous.
I mean, do I not pull off a vest? Come on. Yeah.
Air traffic controller Appel.
Air traffic controller.
Solana, how long are you there?
A week.
Oh my goodness. Two pair of pants, two pair of shorts, seven pairs of drawers, and some shirts. You put your jacket and you have your sweatshirt, whatever sweatshirt you have, and that's your pillow on the plane, and then you just have it on. Man, come on.
Okay.
When I went to Spain. I went to Barcelona for that week. Carry on.
That's crazy, man.
That is crazy.
That's crazy. Carry on.
Two pairs of shoes, one dress shoe, and then you have another pair of shoes, and then you wear a third pair of shoes, so travel shoes, nice shoes, sports shoes. Bro, and you get to take a book bag. You can take a book bag and one of the rollies? Man, I could move to Africa with a rollie and a book bag.
But your shoes take up so much space in the carry-on luggage.
That's the problem. That's the problem I'm dealing with here. That's a problem.
One side, because it opens up. You have the roll on it, opens up. One side are two pair of shoes, drawers, And you're not allowed to call them what I call them, tank tops, undershirts, right. Undershirts, drawers, socks, shoes on one side. The other side, pants, shorts, t-shirts, set to go.
Well, where are you putting your shoes?
They're on one side of the of the rolly bag.
How big is your rolling bag?
Oh man, y'all might got a lot of femininity in y'all need a lot of clothes.
I will say, I do travel. When I travel for football season, I'm gone for like a day and a half, and there are trips where it's a little difficult to close the carry-on rolly. I'll tell you what,
I'm the same guy.
Get your testosterone up.
I'm the same guy, pal. I go, I'm traveling 4 hours up to Orlando for a night, and I'm taking a carry on, a duffel bag. I'm taking everything, man. I'm filling that baby up.
Yeah. The little pants, the little black joggers, mm-hmm. black jogger bottoms. Man, yeah. That's 4 or 5 outfits. Bloggers. I think they're called bloggers.
Nobody knows how to derail an entire segment. All right, let's do headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We've talked a lot today about the Miami Dolphins camp notes. How about this for some good news? I'll give you one very great headline. I just got a push notification. Dolphins, Baron Matos, remember, he's the player, practice number one, was taken to the hospital after he sustained that head injury. He has been released from the hospital.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that is good news.
Yeah. Great news. Yeah. It's like I said all the time, like we take it for granted. Football is a violent sport. So when this happens, it just kind of reminds you of that.
Yeah. So in the last segment, Chris Whittingham revealed that he is grossed out, essentially, by lasagna. Bizarre. And Appel was celebrating that. He said, great take, I believe was your exact word, or words. You're not a lasagna guy either? What's not going on here, Appel?
Not a lasagna guy. I don't think I've ever finished a full piece of lasagna in my life. I think it's repulsive. And you can't sit here and tell me that lasagna is better than a a piping hot bowl of buttered plain penne pasta
for a 6-year-old.
No, for me. You can't tell me it's not better
for a grown vested man.
You're damn right. Me and my vest with my piping hot plain buttered penne pasta. Nothing beats it.
Do you like spaghetti?
Love spaghetti.
But it's the same. It's pasta, meat, sauce. But if the pasta is flat, you don't like it, you want noodle pasta. Like, it doesn't. It's crazy.
It's more the cheese with the lasagna that gets me, and the texture.
Or the ricotta.
Yeah, I'm not a ricotta guy. Ricotta.
But help me understand this, because Woody was saying the same thing. The cheese. He doesn't have too much cheese. Help me understand this. You order a pizza.
Yeah.
It's loaded with cheese.
Yeah, different though. It's a texture thing. The ricotta, it's like a rough, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. It reminds me of blue cheese a bit. I'm good. I'm out. The texture of it, the way it looks, out. It's not like melted. It just looks like grains of cheese on there, and it grosses me out.
So you're a visual eater.
Sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
lot of estrogen.
That's crazy to me, man. That's listen, genuinely listen. Crazy to me. Just Solana. Absolutely absurd, because when I think of like pastas or pasta dishes that are just like ubiquitous with a Sunday family meal or you know, like something everybody likes, like generally likes, lasagna might be at the top. Out of everything else, it might be at the top. No. I'm not kidding.
It's not.
Meat, pasta, cheese. Boom. Meat, pasta, cheese. Like, what's not to like?
Give me spaghetti with meat sauce instead. Spaghetti and meat sauce instead, if we're going to go that route. But I challenge you right now. Tonight, after the show, you have a big trip that you're leaving for tomorrow. You want a quick and easy, simple dinner tonight. Put some penne pasta in a pot. Throw some butter on it afterwards. Put it in a bowl, and you tell me it's not better than lasagna. I challenge you.
No, it's not. It's not. I eat penne. I eat penne. I love penne. Not better than lasagna. I love penne. I'm a big penne fan. Not better than lasagna. Just not.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But it's got to be piping hot, plain with only butter.
Jimmy, you like lasagna, right?
We figured out Josh was he was a yeah. He was one of them little medicine babies.
It's just he has some. What's that mean? You do have some weird eating habits.
I do.
Very weird.
Well, eating I habits. Do, but I don't know if this is a case of that.
Very weird eating habits, man.
But bizarre. Grown men, like a meal is noodles, butter. That's a meal.
I mean, I had two or three bowls of it. Hell yeah, it is.
Josh, crazy, that is, man. Children.
Crazy.
My daughter, my Ava, my 12-year-old, she loves noodles, butter with Parmesan cheese on. That's how she eats her pasta. Yeah. But she's a 12-year-old girl. You're eating, and she even puts cheese on it with Parmesan.
Yeah.
You're eating 6-year-old meals.
I eat it with my fingers, too.
The little fork with the rubber handle. You got the little short fork with the rubber blue handle.
And I hold it like with a fist.
With a nice, refreshing Capri Sun to wash it all down.
Oh, love a Capri Sun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Jello with the fruit at the bottom. Man, okay. You're a cheap date.
We're going to finish the show. I'm going to go downstairs, crack open a Capri Sun. Do you crack open a Capri Sun?
You do not.
Stick that straw, hopefully, correctly in the pouch and don't go out the back. Fantastic. Maybe have straw some dry cereal for dessert.
That's harder than calculus. Getting that Capri Straw Sun in that little hole. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
The Capri Straw Sun?
Yeah, the Capri Straw Sun. But Crowder's not wrong here. Like, they've got to figure out a better way to put that stupid straw into the Capri Sun pack. Totally. I mean, that company's not going to make it, man. I hate to...
The only thing actually worse than that, do you remember those pouches of like apple juice and orange juice they used to give us in public schools? It was just like a plastic bag.
Yeah, so we've talked about this on the show. Hawk and Crowder had never heard of such a thing. I grew up with literally like the packs of orange juice or apple juice. It was like a little plastic pouch and you just stick the straw right into the middle of it, or you chew off the side and you just squirt it in your mouth.
You just squirt it in your mouth, huh?
Squirt it right in. Yeah. It's what you did. I don't know what to tell you. It's what you did. All right.
You went, what school was this? I'll make sure my kids never get the Kindle.
All right. Your weather. Your weather. It is... 89 degrees right now. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80. Appel's getting torched on the text line right now. Just phenomenal. Exactly.
Clearly, nobody's tried plain buttered penne pasta.
I think they have when they were eight. Everybody has tried that.
It's a child. And, it's a child
and,
meal.
And you grow up and you eat lasagna. You know, that's what you do.
Can't wait for my kid to have a more expansive palate than I do.
By the way,
probably won't.
By the way, to answer your question, Solana, I do love lasagna.
Jimmy, put a shirt on.
Hey, Josh, don't be giving Channing Appel no pasta like that, man. Let Channing Appel eat what he wants.
Why not?
Because that's my namesake, so I want him to enjoy life.
We could share it together.
All right, that's gonna do it for us. On the Hawkman Crowder and Solana show, it has been a fun Monday and Tuesday, and I leave you in the very capable hands. Hawk left the show in, I don't know about capable, but left the show in the hands of Appel, Crowder, and myself. And I am hitting the bird tomorrow, heading down to South America. So I will speak with everybody next week. Hawk will be on the show Thursday. I might join him on Thursday as well from Uruguay, but it'll be Appel and Crowder and Jimmy and Dan Day on the show tomorrow. Thank you very much, by the way, to Kyle Seeloff, who joined us. Thank you very much to Aronde Gadsden. We're wishing OG the second a very successful NFL debut if he ends up playing on Thursday. And thank you very much to Chris Whittingham, who joined us today as well. Jimmy, kicked ass today. I appreciate you. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. Don't forget, subscribe to our show, whether it's on the Odyssey app, whether it's on now pretty much anywhere, right? The iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn app, but Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Subscribe. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, leave us a review as well. We would greatly appreciate it. Everybody, have a awesome Tuesday night. Go Marlins tonight, as Hawk would say. And I will talk to everybody next week. Adios, Miami.